but from the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. The world is anything that lures your heart away from God. But the world isn't only out there. Any version of Christianity that offers a religious alternative to actually believing in and behaving like Jesus is also the world. However, the other voice I hear most often isn't Satan's or the world's. It's my own. It's me resisting Jesus' full claim on my life as Lord. I've told him 1,000 times he's my Lord, and I've promised to love him and obey him. I meant it, and I still mean it. But there's an independent, sinful part of me that wants to reserve a part of my life for me. I want to be able to call at least part of my life mine. The Apostle Paul said it well. The moment I decide to do good, sin is there to trip me up. I truly delight in God's commands, but it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in that delight. Parts of me covertly rebel, and just when I least expect it, they take charge. Romans chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. So, let's give it a name. Call it partial surrender. And I've noticed that others who believe themselves to be Christians apparently have bought into the partial surrender idea too. They like hanging on to their minds also. And there have been times I've begun believing the lie I so desperately wanted to believe, that because of grace, Jesus is fine with partial surrender. Is he? Is grace the amazing truth that God through Christ Jesus has forgiven all our sins really a contributing factor to my spiritual mediocrity? It is, only when I abuse it. Grace abuse is holding God to his promises while using them as an excuse to break our promises to him. Most of us wouldn't think of ourselves as actually doing that, but isn't that what we're really doing? Christ's sacrifice was meant to pay the price for that which I cannot do for myself, perfection and absolute surrender. Jesus expects all of us who claim his name to full-heartedly give our all to loving God, doing his will, and serving his kingdom on earth. When that's not enough, and it isn't, of course, yes, in the end, he remains faithful even if we aren't. That's the real purpose of grace, to do what I can't. It should never be my excuse for what I won't.